You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to The Breakfast Show. It is Friday. It is the 24th of June, and we are on 89.3 Cool FM. Well, not at the moment, but we're definitely on the internet. Great to be with you this morning, and at the time, just 1 minute after the hour of 6 o'clock, and a few things relevant to today. And let's start off with a few things in the world of entertainment. Mary Pickford becomes the first female star to sign a $1 million contract. This was in 1916. How much is that worth today? $1 million is worth today $26,816,146.79. Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission
will
start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
6 years, just to know how to reach over, turn on the radio to hear some funk rock and blues. Oh, Rick James, funk rock and blues. Don't my friends just sing that funk rock and blues. Listen, I got to tell you this. I said my baby's hooked on the radio. See the radio. Oh, to be what they call all the way live. So I drove out to the park way out on Interstate 405. I got kind of serious and she slid through the door. And then I kind of put my arms around her. Baby, don't do that no more. And then one of my knees kind of hit on the floor. Yeah, she reached over, turned on the radio to hear some funk rock and blues.
Thank you.
Johnny Guitar Watson and Babies in Love with the Radio. Nearly wasn't. I don't know if any of you had a hitch. Because Mary Lou dropped her line, says you're not on air this morning. You're not on call FM. But Isaac there was ready because we were listening. We're still going out on the internet and could hear it on TuneIn. So we started up. There's a bit of a lag at the beginning of getting the program started up. Big thanks to Isaac there for that. And we are now back on FM. So it's magic. Yes, it is. It's all amazing, isn't it? Anyway, hope you can have a nice day. Anyway, this was Stereophonics Wish as well. We're 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Have a nice day. That's what we wish you. It is a Friday, of course, TGIF. A little bit of a delay and a bit of a mix-up. I was trying to get started on time, listening, actually, believe it or not, on our smart speaker, listening to on TuneIn. But I did start off the program, if you weren't able to listen then, with, I started with one thing happening on today because of the complications. 1916, it was Mary Pickford becomes the first female star to sign a $1 million contract. Bear in mind, that's 1916. $1 million in 1916 is equivalent in purchasing power to about $26,816,146.79 today. 1949, the first television western Hopalong Cassidy is aired on NBC, starring William Boyd. I'm not going to say whether I remember that or not. 1965, John Lennon's second book, A Spaniard in the Works, was published. Well, we've had a wishing you have a nice day. This is American Authors. Oh, And there we go. That's American Authors and Best Day of My Life. And why not? If you're awake this morning, it's certainly the next day of your life. And make the most of it, all right? Don't let anything slip by. Have fun. It's fun, F-U-N. Anyway, good morning, boys and girls. What do we say today? We're getting ourselves sorted out. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. It is indeed. It is Friday. It is the 24th of June. And what are we going to be doing this morning? We're going to be playing music, aren't we? It's a music Friday. We like to do that on a Friday when we can. And we will be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday at around about 20 minutes after the hour of 20, 25 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Yasmin will be with us later on with what, where and when, what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. And no doubt a couple of tracks for Born on This Day in Music. And so, I tell you what, the time is, it is time to get you spruced up on your way to where it is you're going this morning. So we're going to put you in the shower. All right. I've got a nice track lined up for you. Comes from Gwen Guthrie. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. There goes the water. 15 after 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
Nothing in life is free. That's why I'm asking you, what can you do for me? I've got responsibilities, so I'm looking for a man who got some money in his hand. Cause if it's got nothing, leave nothing. You got to have something if you wanna be with me.
There she goes, Gwen Guthrie, and ain't nothing going on but the rent. All right. And to get on your way to wherever it is, you're going smelly nice this morning. And the time, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just a few seconds away from 19 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Around about 10 minutes' time, we'll take a look at some of the local headlines we'll look at later at 8, 9 o'clock. 7 o'clock, we're going to look at some international news headlines. 7:30, international business headlines. In between the two, we'll take a look at the weather. Looking out the studio window out of the Bay of Panama this morning, it's a cloudy morning. It looks a bit miserable. Yes, it does. Anyway, we'll find out more about that later on. And say, Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid and What, Where and When with Yasmin. And let's see, I tell you what, I got some antidepressants. I found some good news stories as well. Just to let you know, there are some nice things going on out in the world right now. Well, after a little sort of start-up this morning, it all went rather well, considering, didn't it? But what we've got to bear in mind is, this is radio. But the sun always shines on TV. According to AHA, at any rate.
Give all the love to me. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Yes, Oasis, and Don't Look Back in Anger. Time to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panama.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Muy pronto, la extensión de la línea 1 hasta Villa Zahita se hará realidad, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It is indeed, and if you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're just making our way up to 28 minutes, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock. It is Friday, so TGIF, and it is the 24th of June. Right, let's take a look at some of the local news. We will be looking at these stories in more detail later on this morning, starting off, of course, with the epidemiological report of Thursday. In the last 24 hours, three deaths were reported due to COVID-19. With these new deaths in the country, there's a cumulative total now of 8,335 deaths. Lethality percentage remains at 0.9%. In Panama, according to the report, 2,130 new cases were reported. 10,815 tests were applied. Positivity of 19.7%, creeping back up to that 20% level. While the active cases, 16,758 throughout the country. Now, of the active cases, a total of 16,527 are in isolation and 231 hospitalized. Those in isolation, we've got 16,511 in their homes and 16 in the so-called hospital hotels. Meanwhile, those hospitalized, 193 patients in the wards and 38 in the intensive care units. Now, according to the latest vaccination report from the Ministry of Health, 51.5% of the population over 16 years of age already have the first booster dose, and that's the third dose overall. Panama began the vaccination process against the new coronavirus in January 2021, and to date, the expanded program on immunization of the ministry registers 8,361,377 doses that have been administered. And remember, last Monday, the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, confirmed that in Panama, the application of anti-COVID doses in children from 6 months of age is being evaluated. This comes after the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, authorized Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines for children between 6 months and 5 years of age last Saturday. In the 2021 annual report of the Office of the Special Rapporteur for Freedom of Expression of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, the IACHR, it was highlighted that journalistic work was hampered in Panama and judicial mechanisms were activated against journalists. Another point that appears in the report is that there were indications of stigmatization against the press by Panamanian public leaders. The office of the rapporteur also received reports of various attacks and intimidations against journalists for exercising their profession, especially against those who were being investigated in corruption cases. The Ministry of the Environment, MIE-ANBIENTE, reported on Thursday that the Technical Commission selected the shortlist that will be presented to the executive for the appointment of the director and deputy director of the Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama. Now, in a statement from MIE-ANBIENTE, it's detailed that the commission delivered to the head of the entity and president of the board of directors of the institute, that's Milciades Concepcion, the shortlist for both positions. The commercial movement of the Cologne Free Zone continues to grow month by month, moving away from the 20% drop reported by the commercial complex in 2020 due to the mobility restrictions implemented, of course, due to the respiratory pandemic of the coronavirus. In the first 4 months of the year, the ZLC reached $6,798 million, exceeding by 13.5% the $5,988 reported in the first quarter of 2019. Between January and April, imports had totaled $3,314 million, while re-exports closed at $3,484 million. Bit of a success story there. Economist Felipe Chapman said Wednesday that the country's performance on discriminatory lists is going to affect everybody. He pointed out that it will be increasingly difficult for high-quality companies to make investments and create jobs in the country, and failing that, lower-level companies will arrive that will demand high returns on their capital and consequently will charge high prices. They will not have problems submitting to corruption, and they will not have a good work culture. Is that what we want as a country? Asked the economist. And lastly, the Ministry of the Environment highlighted on Thursday afternoon that officials from the metropolitan region are investigating the fuel spill off Perico Island in Amador. The investigation in this case began after a citizen's complaint. Subsequently, the staff of the metropolitan region will present the technical report to define the responsibilities in the case. And that's it. There we go. Some of the things in the local news that we will be looking at in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. If you're keeping an eye on the time, almost exactly 22 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. So phenomenally, you're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop, stop.
Show with Jerry D.
Unser großer Staat, ist bei ihm wie bei Jana, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden seiner Fans, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, da kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, die Kasse hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol. Und alles rief, da kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Es war um 1780 und es war irgendwie nur Plastic Money in den Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock Me Amadeus.
That is Johann Hass Holzel. And that was, oh, he's better known as just Falco, an Austrian singer and a musician. Falco has several international hits, including Der Kommissar, that was in 1981. Of course, Rock Me Amadeus, the one we just played, Vienna Calling. And by the way, Rock Me Amadeus, it reached number one on the Billboard charts in 1986, making him the only artist in history whose principal language was German to score a vocal number one hit in the United States. According to his estate, he has sold 20 million albums and 40 million singles, which makes him the best-selling Austrian singer of all time.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Thank you.
I wonder when you go if I stay on your mind. Who can play that game but you win me every time? Everyone before you was a waste of time. Hey, you got me. Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whatever you want it, baby. It's you with my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart? Oh no, I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
There we go, there's the Dua Lipa and Break My Heart. People do that all the time. Just coming up for 11 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock this morning. At the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines. So I thought what I would do right now is give you a little bit of an antidepressant before we do that. This is a story about students celebrating New Jersey crossing guard retiring after 57 years. Known as the Queen of Walt Whitman Boulevard, Claire Bowerman has spent the last 57 years keeping kids safe as they walk to and from Horace Mann Elementary School in Cherry Hill in New Jersey. The 95-year-old started her job as a crossing guard in 1965 and said she kept coming back because she loved the kids and the staff at Horace Mann. It's just awesome, Bowerman told CBS 3. They've done so many things for me here. It's such a great school. After nearly six decades of service, Bowerman decided that this would be her last year. And to celebrate her retirement, Horace Mann Elementary School started planning several different events. Last week, there was a parade held in her honour. And on Monday, she arrived at work in a limousine, driven by one of the first students that she met at the school. It's been a send-off fitting for the Queen of Walt Whitman Boulevard. I hope that the person that takes my place likes it as much as I did, Bowerman told CBS 3. I loved this school, loved everybody in it. It's been a good 57 years. How about that? 57 years helping the kids cross the road safely. What a wonderful little story, you see. People are appreciated. Coming up to 9 minutes before 7 o'clock. This is Lola's theme from the Shape Shifters. Say that after a few drinks.
There you go. It's called Why Does It Hurt? Will Young there. If you've got to leave the house by 7 o'clock, you've got 2.5 minutes to do so. I think today must be a day for a daydream, don't you?
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. My bundle of joy, and even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. In my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. For a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of.
of joy.
There we go. That's a loving spoonful there, and Daydream. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are exactly, by the way, top of the hour, 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Right, we're going to take a look at some of the international news stories for this morning. And if you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is 7 o'clock, it is the 24th of June, and that's a Friday. So, TGIF. Ukraine signalled on Friday its troops were withdrawing from the city of Severodonetsk, the scene of weeks of intense bombardments and street fighting, in a move that would be a significant setback in its struggle to defeat Russian forces. Provincial Governor Sergei Gaidai said that troops in the city had already received the order to move to new positions, but he did not indicate whether they had already done so or where exactly they were going. Germany triggered the alarm stage of its emergency gas plan on Thursday. This was in response to falling Russian supplies, but stopped short of allowing utilities to pass on soaring energy costs to customers in Europe's largest economy. Now, the measure is the latest escalation in a standoff between Europe and Moscow since the Russian invasion of Ukraine that has exposed the bloc's dependence on Russian gas supplies and sparked a frantic search for alternative energy sources. The step is a largely symbolic signal to companies and households, but marks a major shift in Germany, for which cultivated strong energy ties with Moscow stretching back now to the Cold War are virtually over. EU leaders will on Friday discuss how to respond to soaring energy prices and the threat of a total cut-off of Russian gas, accusing Moscow of weaponizing energy via a supply squeeze that Germany warned could partly shut down its industry this winter. A day after celebrations over setting Kiev on the road to membership of the bloc, Friday's summit in Brussels was set to be a sober reflection on the economic impact of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Moscow's foreign ministry on Friday blamed the United States for a Lithuanian ban on sanctioned goods crossing from Russian mainland to the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad, which has increased already high tensions between Moscow and the West. The so-called collective West, with the explicit instruction of the White House, imposed a ban on rail transit of a wide range of goods through the Kaliningrad region, the Russian Foreign Ministry said in a statement published on Friday. And Ukraine basically became a candidate to join the European Union on Thursday, a bold geopolitical step triggered by Russia's invasion that Kiev and Brussels hailed as a historic moment. Starting on the long path to EU membership will be a huge boost to morale in the embattled country as Russian assaults on two cities in the eastern Donbass region move towards a fearsome climax, according to a Ukrainian government advisor. Boris Johnson's Conservatives lost two parliamentary seats on Friday, a crushing blow to the governing party that promoted the resignation of its chairman and intensified doubts about the future of Britain's prime minister. In Rwanda, for a meeting of Commonwealth nations, Johnson was defiant, pledging to listen to voters' concerns and do more to tackle a cost of living crisis after what he described as tough results in the two so-called by-elections. Commonwealth leaders settled in 2018 that Britain's Prince Charles should succeed his mother, Queen Elizabeth, as head of the organisation. But as they gathered again in Rwanda, some Caribbean member states were not at ease with the decision. The 54-nation club, made up mostly of former British colonies, presents itself as a partnership of equals and says the British monarch is not automatically its figurehead. Yet so far the baton has passed from the Queen's father to herself to her son. Afghanistan does not have enough medical supplies to treat the injured from an earthquake that killed 1,000 people this week, a senior official said, as an aftershock on Friday killed five more people. Authorities earlier ended the search in remote southeastern mountains for survivors from the 6.1 magnitude earthquake that struck early on Wednesday, about 160 kilometers southeast of Kabul, near the Pakistani border. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell will travel to Iran on Friday to try to urge Tehran to seal an agreement to revive the nuclear deal with world powers signed in 2015 that the United States withdrew from but is now seeking to save. Called the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and struck by Iran and six major powers, Tehran limited its nuclear program to make it harder for it to get a bomb in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. And that's it. That's what we've got in the international news for you this moment, this morning. Bring us to 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to take a look and see what the international business world is up to. And in between the two, we're going to take a look and see what the weather is going to be up to. Right, before our little look at the news, we had the Loving Spoonful and Daydream. Well, this is Only in My Dreams. Only in My Dreams, and that is Debbie Gibson. Right, it is time to say a couple of good mornings. So it's a very good morning, of course, to Mary Lou. It was bright and early this morning. She was the one that told me that we weren't going out on FM this morning, but we were going out on the internet, and so that's how we started up the program. And by the time we'd done that, we were back on FM. So thanks for that, Mary Lou. And also, let's say a very good morning to Senor Francisco. Francisco Conte, he dropped me a little note. He says, have a great weekend. And the same to you, Francisco. And to Paul over there in London, the United Kingdom, says, hi, Jerry. Could you please play Little Children by Billy Jane Kramer after 7 o'clock? Well, it's after 7 o'clock. Dakotas and Little Children, and that's for Paul over there in South London. Tell you what, we're going to tell you a little bit of Carole King.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I?
Oh, that sounds a bit rough, doesn't it?
But
got fluff on the needle.
I
I don't know how it sounds to you, but wearing headphones, it sounds pretty rough. Anyway, you got the gist of it, didn't you? Might as well rain until September, so we've got a couple of months to go. It won't be that long, will it? We're soon into July, August, September. That is, in fact, Carole King. It might as well rain until September. Which is, say, have to go and clean the old needle. Let's take a look at the forecasts for today. We're going to start off with Costa Riva in the province of Colón. 30 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today, with 20 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation. Relative humidity, 85%. It's going to be, it's going to have a chance of a few showers during the course of this morning. This afternoon, those showers are going to be isolated, and tonight, we're back to a few showers. And let's move over to this side of the isthmus. Let's take a look at West Panama for today. 32 degrees Celsius, that is the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 38 degrees, it's going to feel rather hot and sticky. 38 degrees, the thermal sensation, and 80% relative humidity. Chance for a few showers. It's going to be cloudy this morning. In the afternoon, it's going to be isolated rain with thunderstorms. And tonight, there's going to be a few showers tonight. Moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area, we have got 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. Thermal sensation, the same as West Panama, 38 degrees. Going to feel hot and sticky with 80% relative humidity. Cloudy this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and a few showers tonight. Moving out, it is coming up for the weekend, so perhaps there'll be a few of you getting out the old gin palettes and going out to the Perlis Islands. 32 degrees Celsius out there today. That's the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. And that's going to feel even hotter out there at 39 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and relative humidity at 90%. Cloudy this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and a chance for a few showers tonight. So there's your forecast for today. Now let's take a look at maritime conditions. We're going to start with the tide, starting on the Pacific. High tide was at 12:12 this morning, and that was 3.99 metres. The high tide, low tide, was at 6:06 this morning, and that was 1.10 metres. High tide again, 12:32 in the afternoon, 4.39 metres. And the last low tide, 6:46 tonight, 0.94 of a meter. Let's take a look at the Caribbean. Low tide was at 4:52 this morning, minus 0.03 of a meter. High tide will be at 9:19, 0.06 of a meter. Low tide again, 1:52 in the afternoon, minus 0.03 of a meter. And the last high tide, 9:46 tonight. And that is going to be 0.37 of a meter. So there's the tides. Now taking a look, let's take a look and see what the sea conditions are doing. Starting off on the Caribbean, good conditions for this morning. Light winds, just 13 kilometers an hour, coming from the west southwest, and waves will be at 3 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions still continue. No change in the wind speed, 13 kilometres an hour. West-southwest is the direction in the afternoon, and waves remaining at 3 feet. Let's take a look at the Pacific. We're looking at good conditions, 13 kilometres an hour winds. Yeah, we have changed to the Pacific. It's exactly the same as the other side. 13 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west southwest, with waves at 3 feet. In the afternoon, we are looking at 20 kilometre an hour winds. I'm glad something's changed. Coming from the southwest, waves, they are going to be at 3 feet. So there we go. There's your weather for this Friday. La, 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 la. Day.
don't give a damn, a damn, a damn.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
That's Marianne Faithfull. Those tears go by. Taking a look at this day in music. We go back to the year 1974. This was released. It comes from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Sweet Home Alabama. Released on this day, 24th of June. There we go, yes, released on this date. Gosh, oh, that's going back in time, isn't it? What a great song, though. Lynyrd Skynyrd there. And that is Sweet Home Alabama. I'm just thinking, because I was just keeping an eye on the time, and bring us up, well, bring us down towards the bottom of the hour. So they are Lynyrd Skynyrd, 1974, released on this day.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And we are 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show, 89.3, of course, Cool FM. Global stocks and benchmark US bonds headed for their first weekly gain in a month on Friday, with economic growth worries tempered by a view that sliding copper and other commodity prices could break runaway inflation. The week has been marked by steep declines for commodities on concern that the world economy is looking shaky and that interest rate hikes will hurt growth, which in turn is prompting traders to cut inflation expectations and pare back some bets on the size of the hikes. Inflation will remain elevated and above target, but it's increasingly likely it will start to peak over the next few months, said Andrew Hardy, investment manager at Momentum Global Investment Management. Markets could take that reasonably well. There's a potential for recovery later in the year. Copper, a bellwether for economic output with its wide range of industrial and construction uses, is heading for its steepest weekly drop since March of 2020. It fell in London and Shanghai on Friday and is down more than 7% on the week. Tin dropped 9.7% to $24,380 a ton, its lowest since March of 2021, and on track for a weekly percentage fall of nearly 22%, its biggest on record. Brent crude futures are down over 3% on the week to $109.70 a barrel and off 10% for the month, while benchmark grain prices sank, with the Chicago wheat off more than 8% for the week. Gold was up 0.29% at $1,828.50 per ounce, but was heading for a second straight weekly fall. The drops had offered some relief to equities since energy and food have been the drivers of inflation after heavy recent losses. MSCI's World Equities Index was up 0.3% on the day and 2.4% this week, setting it up for the first weekly gain since May. US S&P futures rose 0.7% after Wall Street's main indices posted solid gains on Thursday. European stocks rose 0.82% on course to post small weekly gains, and Britain's FTSE rose 0.73%, also showing a small uptick on the week. The United States dollar slipped on Friday and headed for its first weekly decline of June as traders dialed down bets on where interest rates might peak and brought forward the timing of rate cuts to counter a possible recession. A significant shift this week has been the fall in oil and commodity prices, which has eased inflation fears and allowed equity markets to rebound. This has eroded the safe haven bid that's been boosting the greenback against major currencies. Some cabin crew at Ryanair went on strike in Belgium, Spain and Portugal on Friday in a dispute over pay and working conditions, causing a limited disruption as the budget airline cancelled dozens of flights that left hundreds of passengers stranded. Surging inflation across Europe has led to millions of workers struggling with a higher cost of living, prompting trade unions to demand higher wage increases, often backed by strike action. US companies Cisco Systems and Nike plan to fully exit Russia, the two firms told Reuters on Thursday, as the pace of Western firms departing accelerated. Telecoms equipment maker Cisco will wind down its business in Russia and Belarus, the company said, and Nike is making a full exit from Russia 3 months after suspending its operations there, the sportswear maker has said. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Thursday that Britain was willing to assist in demining operations off Ukraine's southwestern coast and was considering offering insurance to ships to move millions of tons of grain stuck in the country. British consumers, they cut back on shopping in May in the face of fast rising inflation and a measure of their confidence sank to a record low this month, according to data that underscored the scale of the cost of living squeeze. The Office for National Statistics said on Friday that sales volumes in May fell by 0.5% on the month, a slightly smaller decline than the 0.7% drop expected by economists polled by Reuters. California regulators allege that U.S. refiner Phillips 6666 improperly began processing renewable diesel in a unit in Rodeo, in California's refinery, the company confirmed to Reuters. Japan's Toyota Motor Corporation has cut its stake in Uber Technologies, Inc. by about half after the ride-hailing giant divested the autonomous driving unit at the center of their collaboration. And Toyota Motor shares slipped after it recalled some of its first mass-made all-electric cars launched 2 months ago because of a risk of wheels coming loose, a setback to its ambitions to electrify its model range. Subaru Corporation, in which Toyota has a nearly 20% stake, also said that it was recalling about 2,600 units of the Solterra, a related model. And almost a month since Shanghai lifted its strict COVID-19 lockdowns, fashion retailers are stuck with piles of unsold stock as cautious consumers stay away from commercial hubs' glitzy shopping districts. And that's it. There we go. Business news. I'm worn out now. It's time for a lie down. If you're looking at the time, we're 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news, don't forget, the top of the hour. In the next hour, we'll be checking in with Ingrid for our freaky fun facts for this Friday. Am I wrong for thinking of the box for-
just 'cause everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? That's just how I feel.
Shoulder, smile with a brick sunshine, but you are not.
There she goes, Joy Crooks, and When You Were Mine. And before that one, Am I Wrong? Nico and Vince. No, I'm not. I'm right. That's what it was. We're 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I've got some requests to get through. But first of all, let me remind you, because what is it today? It's TGIF. It's Friday. What do we do on Friday? Well, we like to go out, don't we? Have a good time. Where can you do that? If you're over in Costa del Este, we can do after work tonight, pop along to Frank's place. They've got their after office. It's on Tuesday, right through till Friday, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m, 2-for-1 drinks. National beers, sangria, mojitos, margaritas, caipirinhas, house wines and spirits. You can follow them on Instagram at Frank's Place Panama. Now, don't forget, also, they have their late night, again, from Tuesday to Friday. Now, this starts at 10 p.m. and goes on till midnight. 2-for-1 pizzas, chicken wings and draft beers. Follow them, Instagram, at Frank's Place Panama. And by the way, if you want to give them a call, make a reservation or have more information, the number is 394-6998. 394-6998. And you will find them Plaza Downtown in Costa del Este. If you are coming into Costa del Este from the highway and you're taking the first entrance, once you get in, take the immediate turning on your right. All right, as you drive in, go to your first turning on the right and you'll see there the entrance to Plaza Downtown in Costa del Este. The number again, 394-6998. And by the way, what do we do on Fridays? We have fish, don't we? And you can't get better than fish and chips. And where can you do that? You can do that at the Wallace. All right? Fish and chips tonight. Oh, why not? The Wallace, of course, is on Avenida Samuel Lewis. Now, getting back to the music, to those that request, we're going to start off with Mary Lou. She wishes everybody a great day and says, TGIF, yes, thank God it's Friday. Can you please play from Carlos Santana, we don't have sins on this program. Santana, could you please play Jingo? That's a classic Santana, isn't it, Jingo? And that's for Mary Lou, and let's say a very good morning to Renee. Renee drops in and says, ah, good morning. Yep, it's Friday. Okay, who remembers Sean Cassidy? You asked if we could play Sean Cassidy, and that's rock and roll.
Well, I was 16, at sick of school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I bought a guitar, I got the fever. That's rock and roll. I played at parties, played in bars. I spent my money buying new guitars. I screamed my heart out, but I would love it. That's rock and roll. Well, come on, everybody, get down, get with it. Come on, everybody, get down, get with it. Come on, everybody, get down, that's rock and roll. It's when the smoking and the heat.
You're going to laugh, aren't you? Really? What did I say? Who remembers Sean Cassidy? Mary Lou says, I do. And Jessica writes in, she says, Sean Cassidy. Oh, my teen celebrity crush. And Renee says, he was my grade school crush. First album I bought with my hard-earned allowance. You're going to laugh, aren't you? And she said, and Mary Lou said, I also remember his other songs, The Do Run Run. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I remember Sean Cassidy. I mean, one thing you can be sure of, if you lot remember him, I certainly do. Anyway, moving on, let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Ashley says, good morning, Jerry Gasman, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a yummy weekend. And you requested, oh yes, The Walrus of Love.
Feels so good. You're lying here next to me. Oh, what a groove. You have no idea how it feels. My hands just won't keep still. I love you, baby.
can't help myself if I wanted to. I'm hung up, no doubt. I'm so in love with you. For me, there's no way out. Come deeper and deeper in love with you. I'm falling sweeter and sweeter. Your tender words of love keep calling.
So unique, Barry White. I'm going to love you just a little bit more. And that was for Ashley this morning. We're about a minute away from the top of the hour. Let me just remind you, who doesn't like a bargain? We all like a bargain, don't we? So attention this weekend. Good if you like to save with merchandise, 100% quality. This is in the Deco Express style. Saturday and Sunday, big discounts in the store. And also in purchases on the web, and that's at DecoExpressPty.com. Sunday, 26th, we will be open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Another experience only with the friends of Deco Express. So yeah, there's something for you to consider. And if you want more information, or you want to find out exactly where they are, DecoExpressPty.com. But it is time. It's time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Beneficio para los madrugadores. El metro estará abierto desde las 4:30 de la mañana hasta las 11 de la noche, de lunes a viernes.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Show with Jerry D. Thank you.
We started off those two with Simply Red and Never Never Love. Before gone, this is Mr. Keith Marshall and Only Crying. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. That is Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Now it's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. And it's going to be Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Well, we started talking about tomatoes, so let's stick with that subject. Number one, believe it or not, tomatoes aren't always red. Oh, no. They can be yellow, pink, purple, black, and even white. Number two, did you know the biggest tomato fight in the world happens each year in the small Spanish town of Bunal? The festival called La Tomatina involves 40,000 people throwing 150,000 tomatoes at each other. Imagine that's a pasty day. Get it? Okay, never mind. Did you know? Number three, tomatoes are the official state vegetable of New Jersey. Yeah, that's why they call them a Jersey tomato. Huh? Yeah, and tomato juice is the official state beverage of Ohio. Minus the vodka. I know, it's bad taste in Ohio. Number four, did you know? Tomatoes are rich in lycopene. It's an antioxidant that's good for your heart and effective against certain cancers. Tomatoes are also packed with vitamin A and C, calcium, and potassium. The scientific name for the tomato is Lycopersicum, which means wolf peach. Imagine that. Number five, think of tomatoes as quintessentially Italian. Guess again. Actually, they originated in the South American Andes of Peru. They were first used as a food by the Aztecs in southern Mexico. China is the world's largest producer of tomatoes historically, and accounting for an approximate quarter of the world's total production. The USA and India are the second and third highest producers, respectively. But it was an original in Italia. Okay. In the UK, British tomato producers grow a fifth of tomatoes bought in the UK, and then peak season, this goes up to half of all the tomatoes purchased. If I bought a fifth in the UK, it wouldn't be a fifth of tomatoes. Wah, 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 wah. Okay. Number six, did you know? Tomato seeds have been growing in space. That's right, yeah. Tomatoes have been traveling in outer space. 600,000 tomato seeds went into the International Space Station before being grown in classrooms all over Canada as part of the Tomatosphere 1, 2, 3, and 4 experiments. These experiments happened due to a desire to understanding the effect of outer space on seed growth and development. Did you know? Number 7. There are around 10,000 varieties of tomatoes worldwide. Oh, that's a lot of maters. Number 8, according to the Guinness World Record, the heaviest tomato has weighed 7 pounds and 12 ounces, and that was grown in Oklahoma, where the tomatoes grow really big. Number 9, Heinz tomato ketchup has a speed limit. Yeah, if the sauce pours at more than 0.028 miles per hour, it's considered too runny and rejected. Imagine that. Number 10, the first tomatoes in Europe may originally have been yellow, and they were called pomodoro, meaning golden apple. As long as it's not a... Never mind, there's another kind of apple. Okay, when tomatoes were first introduced to Europe in the 16th century, they were called golden, and they were cherry-sized. This appearance gave them the name golden apples. Many European countries took this as inspiration and named them golden names, such as the German Goldapfel. And the French were also convinced tomatoes were aphrodisiacs and called them love apples, not to be confused with horse apples. Now, that's a different kind of apple. Number 11. There are thoughts to be over 3,000 varieties of heirloom and heritage tomatoes currently being grown globally, and more than 15,000 other known varieties in total. Yep, that's a lot of variety of tomatoes. And number 12, a tomato is technically a fruit that is sometimes considered a vegetable. The confusion arose after the 1890s when the U.S. Supreme Court named it a vegetable for taxation purposes. A fruit is defined as the edible part of a plant containing seeds, such as a tomato, whereas a vegetable is the stem, leaf, or root. Despite this classification, you'll be unlikely to find a tomato in a fruit salad. Fruit salad, tomato salad. I have my little tomatoes growing out back. My grandfather told me He was a gardener. He was a Queen's gardener in Scotland before he came to the Estados Unidos. And he showed me how to take a feather on the tip of a stick and tie it on and to cross-pollinate everything. So go to a flower, go to a little pod, go to a flower, you know, kind of cross-pollinate in case there are not enough bees who are out there pollinating my tomatoes. Well, I'd be loving me tomatoes. One of my favorite is, what do they call that when you have buffalo mozzarella? Caprese. When I went to Italy many years ago, every restaurant in the world was closed and everything, all I could find was a little veggie market. And he sold me some beautiful tomatoes, some basil, and of course some mozzarella cheese. And I'll tell you, nothing in this world tastes better than fresh basil, fresh tomato, and that beautiful Italian mozzarella. Oh, it was so good. All right, well, this is Friday. This is getting towards the end of the month. I'm pretty excited. I'm going into the city. We have the Independence Day celebration for the American Society at the Wyndham on July 2nd. I'm going to be going there. We're going to have lots of fun and games and pictures and music. Shorty and Slim are going to be playing. We're going to have a grand time. Normally, the 4th of July is celebrated on the 4th of July. But unfortunately, this year, it's during the week, and it's hard for us, those who are working, to get that day off to go to party. So we're going to party on that Saturday. Please come and join us. If you have any questions, go to our webpage at amsoc.org. Until then, I'm happy to hear from you. I'm happy to toss you a tomato. And back to you in the studio!
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done.
Say either, I say either, you say neither, and I say neither, either, either, and either, neither, let's call the whole thing off. Yes, you like potato, and I like potato, you like tomato, I like tomato, potato, potato, tomato, tomato, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas, I like pajamas. I'll wear pajamas, give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off, off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off, yeah.
You say laughter and I say laughter. You say after and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like vanilla and I like vanilla. You sarsaparilla and I sarsaparilla. Vanilla, vanilla, or chocolate, strawberry. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you go for oysters and I go for oysters, I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling of off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yes, you say either.
And you say either.
You say neither.
And you say neither.
Either.
Either.
And either.
And neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. Oh, yes. You like potato.
And you like potato.
You like tomato.
And you like tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Tomato. tomato.
Tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we have a part, then that might break my heart. Oh, so if you like pajamas,
pajamas.
I'll wear pajamas.
You got pajamas.
But we know we need each other, so we better call the calling of all. Let's call the whole thing off. Let's call the whole thing off.
There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
to go with Alphaville and They're Big in Japan. And big thanks to Ingrid for today's Freaky Fun Fact Friday about tomatoes. Amazing where you can learn, isn't it? Where you can find out about a simple tomato. Of course, it's, as she said, not a vegetable. It's a fruit. Yeah. Lovely. Like them. They're very good for you as well. Hey, that was, by the way, that piece of music after that, you say tomato, I say tomato. And that was Ella Fitzgerald together with Louis Armstrong. And here's two in a row for you, which when I was sort of rummaging through the record collection yesterday, and I came across both these, and I thought, there's a bit of a similarity between those two. Different, but definitely a similarity. See what you think. Thank you.
chica, perdí mi razón. Questo abrigado tanto mucho que vení de mi corazón.
And that was it. Finishes very quickly, doesn't it? But that was the Beatles and Sun King. Before that, it was Fleetwood Mac and Albatross, one of my favourite instrumentals of all time. But certainly a similarity with those two tracks. And it's funny because sometimes you get these tribute bands, don't you, locally, and they sort of do, we're going to do Fleetwood Mac. And I say, oh, if you can do Fleetwood Mac, can you play Albatross? Never do. Perhaps there's something difficult about it, I don't know. Anyway, there it is. Beautiful, beautiful track. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And you're looking at the time, 15 before the hour of 9 o'clock. So if you missed the news today, we got it for you again at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. Still to come this morning. Don't forget, we've got Yasmin.
Cause I'm good now, you ain't mine, nah, 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 nah. Don't call me up when you're looking at my photos. Getting hot, losing control. You want me more, now I let go, nah, 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 nah. I'm over you. Don't call me up, I'm going out tonight. Feeling good now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us, gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. I'm not sticking up. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up. Cause I'm here looking fine, babe, and I got eyes looking my way, and everybody's on my vibe, babe. Nah, 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 nah. Don't call me up. My friend said you were a bad man. I should've listened to the back then. And now you're trying to hit me up again. Nah, 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 nah. I'm over you and I don't need your lies no more. Cause the truth is that your boy I'm stronger. And I know you said that I changed up a cold heart. But it was your game that left. Cause ooh, I'm over you. Don't call me up. I'm going out tonight, feeling good now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us, gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Now I'm not together. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up. Don't call me up, I'm going out tonight. Feeling good now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us, try to leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Now I'm not picking up. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up.
That is Mabel and Don't Call Me Up. Just looking, I found another antidepressant for you this morning. Yes, I've got another story for you here. Another good news story. It's always nice when we've got a few of those, isn't it? A teacher in Hawaii makes it her mission to get kids on surfboards and skateboards. I wish I went to that school. This summer, dozens of kids in Hawaii will spend their days surfing and skateboarding, thanks to Brit Oliphant. Oliphant teaches fourth grade at Kula Elementary School in Kula, in Hawaii. One of her students is fascinated by skateboards, and when Oliphant learned that he didn't have his own board, she asked her friend, professional skateboarder Zach Miller, for help. Well, he gave her a signed pro model skateboard for the student to hang on his wall, and a new skateboard that he could ride. Now, this inspired Oliphant to launch Boards for Buddies, a grassroots organisation that collects used skateboards and surfboards and distributes them to kids in need. Miller owns a skate shop in Encinitas in California, and he regularly sends donations to Oliphant. And in the last 3 months, Oliphant has handed out more than 50 skateboards and surfboards to kids in Hawaii. We really want to get to the point that we can go to communities and build mini ramps, spots for kids if they don't have a park, Oliphant told NPR. We're going to make it happen. We've got big dreams and we have the right people on our side. Yeah, they are. Cool. If you like surfing and skateboarding, things like that. And, what a wonderful idea. See, there's a lot of people out there doing some great things. Time on the breakfast show. We are 10.5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Definitely a sweet track. That's called Sugar from Maroon 5. Six and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. Right, I tell you what, if you're thinking of doing some buying and selling over the weekend, oh, why don't you do it with Encuentro 24? Have you tried the new Encuentro 24 Entrega a Domicilio? Well, what happens is you sell it, Encuentro 24 picks it up at your place, picks it up from you, delivers it to the buyer, and pays you directly into your account. It's fast, it's secure, and easy. Encuentro 24 Entrega a Domicilio. And don't forget also to visit the new Zona de Descuento for cars and real estate in Encuentro 24. Find up to 70% of discounts in cars, apartments, and houses. The best deals are here. Yeah, Encuentro 24. Yeah, go and sort yourself out. Buy yourself a house, buy yourself a car, buy yourself some furniture. It's all there, you know. Right, I tell you what, here's a piece of music. It comes from The Motors. And The Motors, well, they made a song called Airport.
Fly away, fly away.
There we go, that's it, the motors and airport. And we've got a brand new airport, haven't we? We were talking about that yesterday. Terminal 2 and Tokumen has opened up. And we were confusing everybody yesterday with all the different things that you need to know about using Terminal 2 right now. Because although it's open, there are no things like shops in there. And the food court isn't open, so they say you might want to go early, go to the food court in Terminal 1, then make your way to Terminal 2, which apparently is a long walk, although you can, it is apparently interlinked, I understand, with Terminal 1. So anyway, there you go. So yes, we do have our brand new airport. It's going to take them time to get it all sorted out. I mean, it's taken longer to build that terminal, hasn't it? Because that started a long, long time ago. It's taken longer to build the terminal, I think, than the third set of locks. Anyway, it is that time on The Breakfast Show. It's time for us to do this. We'll be back a little bit later on.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
El Metro de Panamá insta a todos sus usuarios a cuidar sus instalaciones, manteniendo siempre todos los espacios limpios.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I couldn't.
After the dance, the sun on my hands, the rock in my throat, a hair on my coat, the stranger at home, my darling.
There we go. That's Troy Sivan and Easy, and that was preceded by Post Malone and a little song called Circles. Now, I know we've got quite a bit of entertainment to get through with you this week, so let's take a wander down the corridor, see what Yasmin's up to. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. How was your day yesterday?
Yesterday, fine. At home.
At home. Mm-hmm. Just, I didn't feel I did any exercise yesterday, did I?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, yeah. I had to pick Ian, so I was reading while I was waiting for him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What a good mum. So we've got quite a bit of entertainment to get through today.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Well, tomorrow there's a lot of events around the city this weekend. So, first of all, everything is ready for the 6th Dragon Boat Festival. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Dragon Boat Festival at the Causeway of Amador. A completely free sports and family activity. This event will take place this Saturday, June 25, and Sunday, 26, starting at 8 a.m. with 24 teams in the male-female mix. Cancer survivor categories, and the Pink Pirates team from Cartagena, Colombia.
Wow, right. Cool.
In the cancer survivor category. You know,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be free, so everybody can be there. Also this weekend, don't forget the Pride March. It's going to be, let me tell you, this is organized by Pride Panama. And they're going to start tomorrow at 3 p.m. from Via Argentina. This is the metro station at Via Argentina.
Oh, okay, right.
From there to Parque Urraca. And as I've heard, they're going to have at Parque Urraca like a concert or some activities there. So that's going to be until very late tomorrow on Parque Urraca. Also, don't forget Adopta Fest.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
From Grada Radio. It's going to be tomorrow also at Los Andes Mall. From 10 a.m. Plaza Roja at Los Andes Mall. And you can find your best friend tomorrow at Grada Radio Adopta Fest.
Oh, cool. Okay. And Los Andes Mall is exactly where?
Very far away. It's in San Miguelito.
Oh, okay.
It's like going to Colón, to Las Cumbres or something like that. Yeah, it's very far. And it's very crowded. And it's a huge mall.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. But, of course, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want me to continue with Born in this Day music?
Yeah, let's do our first one.
Mm-hmm. The first one, Arthur Brown. He was born in 1944. English rock singer and songwriter, best known for his flamboyant theatrical performances. He had the 1968 UK number 1 and US number 12 single Fire with the crazy word of Arthur Brown.
I remember it well. I am the god of hellfire and I bring you.
I am the god of hellfire and I bring you fire.
There we go. We knew how to make music in those days, you know.
I'm hot now.
Yeah, turn the fire down. Yeah, there we go. Yes, Arthur Brown.
That was crazy. What
yeah,
fun.
Crazy world of Arthur Brown. Yeah, it was fun, really. It's a bit of a gimmick record, but that was good. I keep doing that. Keep talking amongst yourself. There we go. I keep doing that, but I suppose it's better than yanking them off my head.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else is happening, Yasmin?
Okay, also don't forget the Alfredo San Malo Festival.
Oh, yeah.
As we were mm-hmm. talking with them this
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight at 7:30, they're going to have at Biblioteca Nacional, this is the one that at Parque Omar,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
they're going to have recital de piano and violoncello. All of these, or most of them, are free, but you need to register in
okay.
advance.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to their Instagram account or to their website, Alfredo de San Malo. So tonight, tonight at 7:30, they're going to have that. Also tomorrow at 11, they're going to have recital de piano Roque Cordero. Biblioteca Nacional, the same place, Parque Omar, at 11 a.m. And in the afternoon at 5 p.m., Biblioteca Nacional, the same place, música from Argentina.
Oh, okay.
The piano. Mm-hmm. Piano from Argentina. And also, they're going to have a lot of events on Sunday, Monday, next week. So you can check that on their Instagram account or their website. But it's going to be very nice because on Monday they're going to have música from Australia and different countries.
Yes, amazing. I would imagine that when you mentioned about Argentina, that'll be our friend Alejandra. That was here with Isaac the other day.
Exactly. And also, don't forget this weekend, I'm going to be there in the afternoon to the Fête de la Musique. That's going to be at Be Argentina tomorrow, starting at 3 p.m. Until 8. Until 8, I guess, it's going to be the concert. But the locals that are there are going to be open from 8 p.m. So until very night, I guess. Very, very late night, I guess. But tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the park, it's going to be Fiesta de la Música. Don't forget that. Thanks to Alianza Francesa and the French Embassy.
Okay.
That's at the Parque Andrés Bello. Also, they have different artists. So you can check their Instagram account. Alianza Francesa de Panamá, also their website.
Okay. Sounds good. That's nice, that parque in Vera, Argentina.
Yes, I love it. Very nice place. And the last one, yesterday, remember I got a nice box?
Yes, I did remember you got a nice box. Always getting a nice box.
That's because I got an invitation to go to a play named La Chula Linda. And of course, it's in Spanish, that's why you cannot go.
I could always take notes.
Yeah, you can just laugh because when you listen to the laughing of other people, you
laugh. That's right. That's what I used to. You know, when I lived in Singapore, and I used to go to the cinema then. They used to have a lot of Chinese movies on, obviously, and they all used to be subtitled. And what was happening, because I would finish reading the subtitle before they finished getting the joke. So I would be laughing before anybody else. Everyone would say, "Oh yes,
Yeah. Oh, it's funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everybody can go and see La Chula Linda. This is going to be at Teatro en Círculo, starting on July the 7th. And this is directed by Cesar Robles. And it's a comedy, but the music is it's mambo.
Oh,
mambo,
really?
From Brazil, yes. So that's going to be fun. So hopefully I will enjoy it.
Hey, mambo, mambo, Italia. Never mind.
Okay, let's continue with the last one in this day. In 1944, also the same year, Chris Wood, English musician, most known as a founding member of the English rock band Traffic, who had the 1967 UK number 2 single, Hole in My Shoe. He also worked with Jimi Hendrix in 1968, appearing on Electric Ladyland, Free and Small Faces.
And by the way, say the founding members of Traffic, Steve Winwood.
Oh, okay.
Jim Capaldi and Chris Wood, as you mentioned there, and a guy called Dave Mason. And this was started off as a psychedelic rock group. Anyway, here they are with a hole in their shoe. Because it was the early days, they couldn't afford to have them repaired, I suppose.
Singing.
Okay. There we go. That's Traffic and Hole in My Shoe. Yasmin, these are the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I looked to the sky where an elephant's eye was looking at me from a bubblegum tree. All that I knew was the hole in my shoe was letting in water. Now, do not tell me they were not smoking something.
Exactly.
I mean, because I walked through a field that just wasn't real, where 100 tin soldiers would shoot at my shoulder, and all that I knew that the hole in my shoe. Come on, those were the good old days. because they obviously saw all this stuff, you see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there we go.
So that band used to sing that kind of music.
Well, they started off as a psychedelic psychedelic band, but of course they all went on to do different things. Because I mean, Steve Winwood, he's in his own right, he's a brilliant artist. Mm-hmm. Brilliant artist. I'm going to have to do something about this.
Yes, he's a longer.
Yes, I think that's better. There we go. Okay, I'm plugging headphones. So you got a busy weekend then.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
Well, you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And how's Ian? Still doing his saxophone?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Good. Keep it up.
Doing good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
And we'll have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
And we'll all be back on Monday, won't we?
Exactly.
We will, mm-hmm. Yes. Right. I tell you what, I got two pieces of music, mm-hmm. two ladies. Oh. And what I want to know is, they had something in common.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to start with this one. Mm-hmm.
São Vicente de longe, cada imaginar que trome nota passar. Quem conhece São Vicente de longe, cada imaginar que trome nota passar. Oi, tanto correr para lá, oi, tanto correr para nós, sem rumo, sem direção. Oi, tanto subir fortim, oi, tanto subir tribunal, sem esperança, sem ventura. Nossa Senhora da Luz te acompanhou, Senhor São Vicente da Guião, não tem feito salva um dia. Nossa Senhora da Luz te acompanhou, Senhor São Vicente da Guião, não tem feito salva um dia. Oi, tanto correr para a vida, oi, tanto correr para vós, sem rumo, sem direção. Oi, tanto subir fortim, oi, tanto subir tribunal, sem esperança, sem ventura. Tem feito salva um dia. Oi, tanto correr para riba, oi, tanto correr para vós, según sin dirección. Hoy danzo bifurtín, hoy danzo mi tribunal, sin esperanza, sin ventura. Hoy danzo corre para arriba, hoy danzo corre para vos, según sin dirección. Danço vitrinal, sem esperança, sem ventura. Nossa Senhora da Luz está acompanhando, Senhor São Vicente está guiando, não tem feito só bom dia.
We go, yes, two in a row, and I mentioned there they have something in common, believe it or not. Cesaria Evora, and she, that was called Sal Vincente de Lange, and she comes from Cape Verde, and the other one was Sandy Shaw, and she was singing Monsieur Dupont.
Aww.
What do they have in common?
I don't know.
I do.
What?
They were both famous for singing barefoot.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. Yeah. Cesaria Evora, the barefoot diva, and Sandy Shaw. She always sang with no shoes on in the 60s. She also did the Eurovision Song Contest for UK, Puppet on the String.
Ah, okay.
See? Without shoes.
Oh, that's nice.
Poor people. Cesaria Evora is sadly no longer with us. She had a lovely voice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So there, I just thought I'd throw that in for the fun of it. Now, Elton John, he's singing about shoes.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he's singing about... He's the ballad of the boy... In the red shoes.
I'm stoned in the twilight, screaming on the inside. Give me your water,
help me survive. Gonna miss the sunlight when I lose my eyesight. Give me my red shoes, I wanna dance. They searched for an answer, but that old man wouldn't listen. Back then I was handsome, back then he was ignorant. And shave up the years now, it's all inside my head. The boy in the red shoes is dancing by my bed. Put them in a box somewhere, put them in a drawer. Take my red shoes, I can't wear them anymore.
Ballad of the Boy in the Red Shoes from Sir Elton John. And I tell you what, I've got another one to do with shoes. Anybody know the name Jimmy Nail? He was in Evita with Madonna. He was the I can't remember the name now, but he was the one who played the guitar in the restaurant, I think it was. Tell how much I know, can't you? Jimmy Nail, but I always remember because he used to be on the TV in the United Kingdom. They had a comedy series called Alvida's Ain Pet, and he was quite prominent in that. But he's a very, very good musician in his own right. And he's singing about shoes, is Jimmy Nail, and it's Crocodile Shoes. Jimmy Nail with his Crocodile Shoes. And, well, that sort of almost brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Time to go off and do something else. I do like Fridays, because by the time I wind everything down and load up the info onto the website, I don't have to do anything for the rest of the day. So my weekend starts today and then sort of comes back to haunt me on Sunday. Anyway, it's been great being with you this morning. This Friday morning, the 24th of June. Isn't it amazing how we're getting through June already? Right, let me say my thank yous. Of course, thank you this morning to our intrepid outdoor reporter, and that's Ingrid, and our freaky fun facts today, all about the humble tomato, or tomato, however you say it. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin, as we've been going through the entertainment over the next few days with you. So what you could be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And also for a couple of tracks from this day, Born on This Day in Music. And let me see, just to remind you that I will be back with you on Monday. Oh, mustn't forget to thank our friend Neil, our co-producer over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. He's getting a lot of our background information for us here on the program. And the boys and girls of Grupo Grada, who had their work cut out this morning because the radio wasn't going out when we started, but everything was going out on the internet, so we sort of did it half blind, which you might think is normal. So big thanks, especially to Isaac. Many thanks, Isaac, for getting us up and running. And also, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. As I said, I'll be back with you on Monday, so please, 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 whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, just relax, take it easy and do it carefully, all right? Because what do I want to be doing on Monday? 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then... Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.